I went for Hajj the first time and I glanced at the Kaaba, the feeling of awe and inspiration that had come over me was very similar to the experience that I had in the Haram of Imam Raza alayhi salam. Imam Raza alayhi salam resides in my heart, not only in my mind but also in my heart.
All the worldly kings have come and gone. No one even remembers them. But if you look at Imam Raza, 24 hours the people are visiting his grave.
فرمایش آقا علی ابن موسی رضا علیه السلام میتونیم این نتیجه رو بگیریم که یکی از معیارهای مهم و اصلی در مسئله ازدواج و تشکیل خانواده
all this, all the provisions and resources, they come from God, doesn't come from oneself.
به نظر شما معیارهای انتخاب همسر چی میتونه باشه؟
Well, it should be a person of faith and I think it will be enough because as long as he has faith, believes, is a believer. The rest of matters they can be solved easily.
If I want to marry a girl, I would like to see the girl, it is very good in akhlaq and good behavior because she will give me a peace of mind.
Shaadi ke waqt agar hum ladki ke sirf khoobsurati ko dekhe, uski imaan ko na dekhe, uske khauf khuda ko na dekhe, to hamari puri zindagi tabah wa barbaad ho jayegi.
Because if I marry the girl that is not, that doesn't have akhlaq and good behavior, she will make me tension.
این که کسی رو که انتخابش میکنم منو رشد بده، بتونه کمکی باشه به این که من بتونم رشد کنم. حالا این رشد کردن هم میتونه از نظر مادی باشه، هم میتونه از نظر معنوی باشه. یک شاخص کلی و جامع بخوام بگم اینه که اون فردی که شما میخواین انتخابش کنید اگر خدا ترس باشه، یک ویژگی مهم و کلی داره که شما هرگز باش به مشکل نمیخورید و این ویژگی میتونه توی همه انتخاب ها به شما کمک کنه.
Wives, mothers, they play a main role in educating children. So a good wife, in my opinion, is first and foremost a good mother, able to educate our children in the way Islam teaches to educate children.
Of the lady that want to get married to, not looking at the beauty, not looking at the attractiveness, not looking at the riches, but her character according to Islam and her training. Because if the training, if you train yourself, then she will be able to train the children that she's going to born.
لطفاً این روایت رو بخونیم تا ببینیم امام رضا در مورد معیارهای انتخاب همسر چی میفرمایند.
حضرت رضا علیه السلام در حدیثی خطاب به زنان میفرمایند:
If a boy come to marry you, if he has iman,
تو اس کے فقیری کی وجہ سے، اس کے پاس کم پیسے ہونے کی وجہ سے اسے انکار مت کرنا.
He said that should be a man of faith, and a man of faith and believe, and that should be enough. And the lack of money or lack of resources should not be an obstacle. Yes, should not be an obstacle. As at the end, all this, all the provisions and resources, they come from God, doesn't come from oneself. So worrying about these matters, it doesn't have a meaning when choosing a partner.
شخص اومد نزد آقا علی بن مسرزا علیه السلام مشورت کنه درباره خواستگاری دخترش. امام رضا علیه السلام فرمودن اون کسی که اومده اگر اخلاق خوب و نیکی داره بهش دخترتو بده، اما اگر اخلاق خوبی نداره دخترتو به اون نده. از این سخن امام رضا علیه السلام میتونیم این برداشت رو داشته باشیم که یکی از معیارهای مهم و اصلی در مسئله ازدواج و تشکیل خانواده اخلاق نیکوست.